Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got something you want to share? Call 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI, 401-737-1287, the phone number. We've thrown a few things out there on the table. We will get to the Ed Cooley story in just a moment, and also Donovan McNabb's comments to TMZ Sports earlier this week as well. But right now we go to the calls and we say hello to Dan and Cranston. Good morning, Dan. You're first up on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Dan?
Good, Dan.
If you got a craft production mic, you'd never go limp there next.
Well, just so you know, Dan, during the break, Scott helped me with my problem.
So let's leave it at that.
Yeah, well, we won't tell you what's going on in the studio.
Good thing this isn't on TV.
I'm sitting upright now, if you will. Thanks to Scott. Thanks, Scott.
That's what a 50-year-old guy can do. He can fix anything, you know? We know what it's like, Scott. You know what it's like, man.
I'm speechless.
Hey, real quick on the iconic goal thing. I think you missed. I mean, I listened to it. The angle was, yeah, it was too much time in hands. But it's more the circumstances that I think he was going at. I mean, they were up. It was to win the Stanley Cup 4-0.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
The photo was what
made it.
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't so much the goal; it was the photo.
Sure.
So I mean, I just think yes, it was an iconic moment, but if it's Game 7, they're playing St. Louis now, and Brad Marchand or something did the exact same thing, and they had that picture. I mean, I don't think we'd be building statues to it. I think time just kind of, well, obviously the player has a lot to do with it.
It's the player too. That's what it is. I think it was a huge moment in that guy's career, and he's so revered around here, Dan. That's my point. Is it's just like we have 11 days, and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, no,
we're trying to find things to talk about.
Like the Super Bowl, man.
It's true. It's that kind of lead up.
Yep. Real quick, have you ever heard a full Bruce Cassidy interview?
He's
on the other station.
Yeah.
This guy's he's a friggin' riot, man.
Oh, he's unbelievable. I was in the room this week, Dan, when he made the Farrah Fawcett comment, and the place erupted. It was great. It was out of nowhere, laughing.
You're too young. You don't remember who Farrah Fawcett was.
No, but I don't.
But
my dad,
age,
exactly.
That Farrah Fawcett poster was like famous.
I was laughing because my dad has talked about it before.
I didn't have it on my wall, but my next door neighbor, my buddy Chris White, he had that poster on his wall.
That was 70s Viagra.
Exactly. Exactly. Your mic did not go limp with a Farrah Fawcett.
Hey, he just stuck together. If anything,
hey.
One other thing about Patriots, real quick.
Yeah.
You get the feeling that I was just looking. I mean, OTAs. Who cares? I get it. But they have.
I got to watch it. It was good. Good to see some of the guys out there.
Yeah, and then Brady. I don't care if he's there or not. Right. I mean, would it help if he's there? Yeah, sure, but. My point where I'm going with this is I think quietly they've kind of turned themselves or are turning themselves into more of what the Broncos were in the late 90s. Like, they got an aging quarterback, John Elway. They're kind of building themselves more around the running game now and asking less of the quarterback, and they're building their defense. Like, the Rams Super Bowl was a perfect example of it.
Yeah.
You know, the only problem with that is you don't know if that works in the 2019 NFL. You know what I mean?
Yep.
The rules have changed so much. But they get depth, especially on defense. It seems like they've done it overnight. I mean, a lot of the names, but they've gotten younger, a lot younger. And you think of guys like Bentley, Dawson. You know, these are high-value picks that pretty much didn't play last year. Bentley was great when he played. Until he got hurt. I mean, and you know, Jamie Collins, okay, yeah, he's back for nothing, but that's like Patriots 101. You know what I mean? They get a guy off the scrap heap again, and he's going to probably be like Patrick Chung, and he'll be productive when he's here.
Totally agree. Totally agree. He's versatile. He'll use his versatility again like they did in the past. You know, if they keep him on the roster here, he knows the system. They know what he can do.
And he has to be motivated because Absolutely. He knows if he screws up this opportunity, he might not get touched by another NFL team. So this is a shot at redemption for him.
Well, this is why, and I like Collins. He stands out. And with the OTAs, too, you know, there was a lot of talk about a couple of the rookies, and it was interesting. N'Keal Harry was going up against Jawan Williams, you know, a couple times during that practice session Thursday. And you want to talk about defensive talent and whatnot. I know we're going to judge the draft a few years down the road here, but Jawan Williams, with his size at corner, gives you something different. With that, you already have a lot of depth, as Dan was just alluding to, you know, on the defense, especially in the secondary. But a guy like that gives you something different. Like, they're building something interesting there. I'm with you on that, Dan. That's a kid that I look at and I say, boy, if he can turn into a player, it's something different. It's almost Browner-like.
Last point, classy move. Very much deserved move, given Edelman the extension. And, I mean, the guy deserves. He's been so freaking underpaid.
No question.
It's criminal. It's seriously criminal. But I think that now, with that, that gives him, what, 3 years, I think you can obviously see where this is going to end. I mean, there's definitely a finality to it. He's going to check out when Brady checks out. I think it's, I mean, that's set in stone.
That everybody seems to speculate that will be the case.
And here's what could happen, because that'll take him through. Is Brady's
2021?
Yeah, 2021.
Brady will be 44.
Brady will be 44. So you know what could happen is to sort of. And I was thinking this because Brady's birthday is early August, right? It always happens during August training 3rd. Camp. Yeah. So what'll probably happen is maybe he'll hold off on going to camp and he'll turn 45. And then he'll maybe retire, you know, during the training camp or whatever. During
you think so?
Put him directly in the Hall of Fame.
And then he'll say he played till he was 45. That's sort of the thought that went through my head when I saw that, because I'm like, oh, that only takes him through the age 44 season. But I was like, wait a minute. He turns 45 during the camp. That's probably what could happen.
I just really like what they're doing right now and how they're putting the team together. And the fact that Belichick is going to be the defensive coordinator by default just makes me a lot more comfortable with the situation. I think they're probably better built right now than they have been in probably the last 5-6 years.
Well, don't underestimate the loss of Gronk. Let's not forget about that.
He's coming back. Okay. Don't worry about it. He's coming back.
I love your confidence. I still say I believe that the tandem of Belichick and Brady still have one more in them. I believe they have one more Super Bowl title left in them, and I'm not predicting it's going to be this year, but I think before this run ends, I think those two have one more on them.
Jordan had six. They need to get the seven. That's what it's about. Yep. Have a good day, guys.
All right, Dan. Thank you. 401-737-1287, the phone number.
Another guy I was really impressed with this week, and I know he's aged and he's a veteran guy that you're bringing in to help you maybe more for the blocking game, but he can still catch passes. Benjamin Watson was really impressive this week when we were at OTA. Yeah. It's good to talk to him. He was really, really impressed.
Everybody seemed to be impressed by N'Keal Harry, huh?
N'Keal Harry was great. There was a lot of guys. It's first practice session OTAs. Everybody's happy-go-lucky, sunshine and rainbows, but there was a couple guys that were impressive.
Can I just give you one little complaint?
Uh-oh.
Like one little bone to pick. Not with you, with the Patriots.
Okay.
You know, when Belichick first did this, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is kind of cute. This goes along with Belichick, you know, trying to push the right buttons and motivate everybody. Now it's getting a little tired. You know, handing the wide receivers numbers in the 50s. And, you know, it's like, you know, you got to prove yourself. You got to earn your number. It was cute for OTAs a few years ago when they first decided to do this. Now it's like, all right. You know, we saw it once. We've seen it once, twice. Now every year you got to go through this.
There's only a certain amount
it's like,
of numbers.
Just put the players in their numbers, whatever they're going
to
be.
I have to give him a number. So
to see N'Keal Harry going out there and making catches wearing the number 50, it's like what?
Yeah,
like Vrabel out there catching touchdowns.
Yeah,
I'll give him number one. Give him number two. Give him number three. Give him number four. Give him number five.
I could go on all day. Go ahead.
Yeah. So just a little bone to pick on my part. Let's say hello to Joe in Pawtucket. Good morning, Joe. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Good. Beautiful weather yesterday and so far this morning. It looks pretty clear blue skies. No rain yet, so hopefully it stays nice.
It's going to be warm the next couple. It's going to be in the 80s tomorrow.
I'll tell you, our meteorologist, Jeff DeNoyer at ABC6, had a big smile on his face leaving the station last night because he's like, sunny all weekend, nobody's complaining to me.
I know, I feel so bad. Like, the meteorologists get blamed around here when the weather sucks, like it's their fault.
Oh, yeah, oh, totally.
The messenger gets shot.
Poor Jeff has to go through a lot, man. Yeah. But he was walking out, he had a smile on his face, like, I've been talking about this forecast for a couple weeks, and guess what? Sun. Yeah. See you later. No complaints.
Good weather for golfing right now.
Absolutely,
perfect
Joe.
For you, Joe.
That's it. So I want to talk about the Bruins. What are your thoughts about the Bruins series starting on Monday night? Who do you think will win the series? I said on your show, if Tuukka Rask can only allow 2 goals a game, they have a shot of winning and making it to the finals to the Stanley Cup after the Tampa Bay loss in the first round. And they did a very good job in goalie. And about the Red Sox, what a series this weekend between the Red Sox and the Astros. Defending World Series champions the past 2 years, it should be a good series. And about the Celtics, you were talking about Kyrie Irving. They were showing clips about the Big Three back in the 80s of Bird, Mikhail, and Parrish, and then they had Ainge and DJ. I tell you, you win with big guys. You don't win with the small guy, Mr. Kardashian, Nick Hoyt. You got to pass the ball. You got to take good shots. And I think they have a solid three with Titanium, Al Horford, and Hayward. With Brown and Rozier, they get another player, a big man or another guard for the draft. They got a lot of picks. I think they'll be in the right shape. I'm not going to miss Kyrie Irving.
You've made that clear in the past, Joe.
Yeah, Joe. And Joe,
my buddy Joe has made that clear in the past.
And I'm with him, too. I'm not going to miss Kyrie. I'm ready to move on. So I'm with you 100% on that, Joe. Red Sox, Astros, all I'll say is this. Yes, it's only a regular season series. Don't want to get too amped up about it. They better win tonight with David Price. You know why? Because tomorrow they face Justin Verlander. Mm-hmm. He has been unbelievable.
Guy's awesome.
This year.
Yeah, guy's
okay,
awesome.
Even what is he like 35 years old? He is incredible. So, and all due respect to Eduardo Rodriguez, they're facing Justin Verlander tomorrow. They want to get a game in this series, they better get it tonight with David Price. And then your thought on the Bruins, here's the one thing that scares me, Nick. I look at this matchup, I look at the two teams, and I say the Bruins are the better team, right?
Yep.
The regular season will tell you that. The postseason will tell you that. The matchup on paper tells you that. The one thing I hate and the one thing that makes me leery is the absolute overconfidence. Like everybody, I mean everybody, thinks it's a slam dunk the Bruins are going to win a Stanley Cup. And it's the sports fan in me that when that happens, get ready for the other shoe to drop. You know what I mean? I'm a little bit leery from that respect. Everybody loves the Bruins. Nobody's picking St. Louis. And when it's all
Giants 07 vibe.
Las Vegas is in business for a reason, okay? And it's not because they're giving money away, right? And you got to figure the whole world's probably laying it in on the Boston Bruins. That scares the hell out of me. It's just I'm a little bit of a pessimist when it comes to stuff like that. When everybody loves one team.
What makes me feel better is that the coach, I believe, hinted at that during one of his press conferences this week of how one of the tough parts of the layoff is that everybody tells you how wonderful you are. And I think having a conversation with Bill Belichick will get in your head as a coach, oh, I got to knock these guys down in a couple of notches because I got to make sure that they know, yeah, sure, you're wonderful, but you haven't done anything yet because there's one big fat trophy that you're trying to get your name on. And the good thing about this Bruins group is that they know that there's still work to be done, especially a guy like a Backes who's motivated to put his name on that trophy for the first time. And I'm sure his teammates that have their name on the trophy already are telling him it's one of the coolest things you'll ever do. So I feel nervous because you're right. The whole world is picking the Bruins for this series, but when you have a lot of veteran guys in the team, I'm sure that they can bring guys down a notch and say, like, all right, let's get focused. Let's get into this because we haven't done anything yet.
All right, 401-737-1287, the phone number. We have open phone lines if you'd like to join us.
Hey, and you were just talking about Justin Verlander. He's a potential, and I would say a future Hall of Famer in baseball. What about Donovan McNabb in football?
We've got that. We have an interesting baseball text I want to get to on the other side. And we also have the Ed Cooley story. All of that coming up next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.